The epidemiological survey was on several factors like malnutrition for the children, violences, physical, psychological and sexual violences for every people in the camps, but also other kind of diseases like diarrhea or even vaccination rate to see what was the main causes. And what we have seen is if some of the indicators are quite stable or even improving a bit in the camps, what is not reducing is the violences, physical one, psychological one and sexual one, that are creating a very high rate of mortality and morbidity in the camps. 10% of the women we have interviewed during this survey, between 20 years old and 40 years old, said that they have been raped.
There have been back and forth as to what group is responsible for this spike, not just in violence, but also in sexual violence. Have you been able to identify which group is responsible?
Actually, it's an epidemiological survey when we are asking various questions about what our people are facing in their daily life. We are in not, and it's not our job to identify the perpetrators. So it's not part of the survey we have conducted.
There were reports of mpox and some other infectious diseases. How is that complicating your job?
Was not part of the survey because it's actually a new phenomena that is occurring now in Goma, part of the city. For the moment, in the western part where we are working, we are a bit less exposed now, but we are getting prepared. And actually, we know that it's not only sexual transmission for the mpox. It's more contagious than this. So actually, it's not complicating it for now, but we will have to adapt all our practices to be sure that we limit as much as possible the contamination.
Are you getting as much help as you need?
So for now, MSF, we have 7 clinics all around the camps and all around Goma, from the northern part to the western part, where we try to provide comprehensive care, like primary health care, but also dedicated care for victims of sexual violences. That is the full package from prophylaxis and to safe abortion, and also, of course, all the psychological support for them. But what we lack, because the problem is the prevention part and how we manage to reduce the exposure of all these women and the children to these violences. And for this, we really need humanitarian aid to scale up and to really improve the living condition inside the camp and economical means for all these people.